highlight of our evening has now arrived, at which time I would like to introduce our honoree. It would be superfluous for me at this time to attempt to give any further remarks of introduction. And in order for me, therefore, merely to sum up all of my thoughts and emotions and respect for Cantor Soberman, I would just like to quote one line from our Shabbat morning liturgy, a part of which has been inscribed in the certificate presented to him earlier. And it reads as follows: Yismach Moshe b'matnat chelko ki eved ne'eman karat halo. Moshe rejoiced in the gift of his portion, for you did call him a faithful servant. You will surely agree with me that this one phrase most appropriately and accurately describes our honoree. And so, our guest of honor, and a person who means a great deal to me and to all of us, Cantor Morris Soberman.
Chairman, worthy rabbis, cantors, relatives, and friends, I hope that you will pardon me if I reminisce a bit. Now, this is going back some time. There are some of you here who will remember and others who will not. I don't have to tell you that to be even a half-decent Balkore takes lots of time and lots of hard work. You're pretty well at the keep in shape all the time. It's not easy. I remember, for example, how years ago, more than 30 years ago, long, long before jogging became a national sport, I did my warming up exercises for my weekly Shabbos morning Torah reading workout. I remember rising early in the morning, maybe 5 o'clock, to wash, dress, and sit down with the tikkun in my hands to review the week's sidra. I had to prepare myself, don't forget, for the big event scheduled for me at Gold Tzedek Synagogue later that morning. Then, when I thought I had the sidra down pat, I would rush out of the house, a heavy winter coat on my back, a Talmud bag in my hand, and a scarf over my mouth. I shouldn't cuss the cholila, catch a cold, and would start out on a brisk 4-mile walk from my home to our shul downtown on University Avenue. At the 2-mile mark, I would stop for a moment to catch my breath, and two at the same time, pick up Rabbi Norman Shapiro, who some will remember, to pace me for the next 2 miles. At 9, we would somehow manage to cross the threshold of a synagogue, panting, gasping for breath, freezing in the winter month, and sweltering in the summer. Well, before my pulse fell to 80, the ark was already being opened. And there I was, laying, excuse me, at University Avenue, they called it Torah reading. I don't know how I rated with the congregation as a Torah reader, but let me tell you, at speed walking, I was the Sabbath morning champ. And at prize, after davening was over, and we were too tired to even dream of walking back home, Rabbi Shapiro and I would stroll over to Edward Street, just about where the bus terminal is today, and spend the afternoon relaxing in what the late Shetzel Glazer, Oliver Sholem, quaintly called his office. Shetzel was a great host. He would hover over us, and we would spend Shabbos afternoon with him, nipping, mashing, and napping. Then, off we would go to shul again for mincha, and for me, another crack at next week's sidra. Then again, spending the whole Shabbat away from home wasn't maybe all that great. It must have been pretty rough on our kids, who knew they had a weekday father, but must have wondered what had become of him and family life on Shabbos. I guess the one who suffered least at my long absences away from home is my loving, long-suffering wife, Tilly. She would say, giving her a day off every Shabbos saved our marriage. Enough with jokes. Now it's time to get serious a little. My situation changed some 25 years ago when a new career opened up for me. The late beloved cantor Akiva Bernstein, Allah Shalom, who was also Bar Mitzvah teacher, had tragically taken ill, and Bet Tzedek began to look for a replacement. Well, I was offered a new position and accepted hesitantly at first and became Bar Mitzvah teacher as well as Chazon Sheni and Baal Kori, holding these three positions to this day. Remember, I said I took the job of Bar Mitzvah teacher hesitantly, reluctantly at first. I wasn't quite sure in my mind if I could get along comfortably with adolescents. Now, 26 years later, and after some 2,800 bar and bat mitzvah, I can look back and honestly say that for me, teaching them has been one of the most fulfilling things in my life. Of course, I was a Torah reader. Of course, I was Chazon Sheni. Of course, I often led the services on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and on the high holidays. Of course, I helped many adults prepare their portions for their haftarah. But of all my satisfactions, the deepest and most lasting has been teaching those thousands of bright and shining-faced young boys and girls their Torah portions and their haftarah. Standing beside them on the bima, hearing them chant their portions confidently, I would swell with pride. For in teaching them, and in participating in their simchas, my life and theirs and that of their families touched briefly. The pleasure still lingers. I am grateful to that tzedek for the opportunity given to me to serve so many Gnayanahara. If I had one regret, it is that in my eagerness to serve these youngsters, very often, nights and weekends, in addition to regular school hours, I perhaps, like so many fathers, neglected my own children, did not lavish as much time on them as I should have, or would have liked to. But I would like to publicly say how proud I am of them. They too are serving in their own ways. Like our lovely daughter Susan, a talented high school teacher, who often has some of the very same students I prepared for Bar Mitzvah a couple of years earlier. And our son Alan, who has inherited my love of singing. His musical accomplishments bring pleasure and joy to many listeners. He and his lovely wife, Jackie, have blessed us with two of the greatest grandchildren, Heather and Mark. As for my beautiful wife, Tilly, she has been at my side for 39 wonderful years. What can I add, Tilly, except to say that you get top marks for endurance. As for Batserek, the Balaba team, and all of those who worked so hard to arrange this evening, I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for the great honor you have bestowed upon me tonight. And a very special thank you to a wonderful human being, a former student and friend, our chairman, Mr. Howard Black. To all of you who have come here tonight to share this most memorable occasion with me, thanks a million. I shall always remember this. I want to wish all of you and your families nachas, joy, and happiness. Thank you.
Very good. Certainly love it.